I don't care what is happening in your life. God, who is able, is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
I adore you, Lord, we praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Feel His power, power, glory, glory. Bring your sick and your weak for the healing. Open your ears and listen. Come and claim your salvation.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position returned. First Corinthians chapter 3:21. We read 21, 22, 23 responsibly together. One to go. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. Underline, all things are yours. And then personalize it, all things are mine. Put it that way. Say like a child of God. He said, all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or dead, all things present, all things to come, all are yours. On a line again, all are yours. And ye are Christ, and Christ is God's. All things, not some things. There is no limitation to a Christian's life. All things are yours. Name it and claim it. All things, life is yours. Health is yours. Healing is yours. Fruitfulness is yours. Breakthrough is yours. All things are mine. Not some things, all things. In the spirit, in the supernatural, there is no limit. No man is permitted to limit you. God is speaking to someone. He said, all things are mine. The moment a man believes the word of God, which is the supernatural, he said, the words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. So God's word has power. God's word has what? He didn't say they are spiritual. I said they are spirit. The moment you stand on integrity of his word, not on feelings, you step into the arena of no limits. All things. Now hear this. In Genesis chapter 1, God was at creation. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness came to disrupt, to bring chaos in creation. And God said, let there be light. In the original Hebrew, he said, light be and light was. God has no future tense. Read your Bible. There's nowhere God spoke of the future. Everything God spoke is of the past. What is your future is God's past. Every time God wants to say, let there be light, he said, let there light come. He said, let there, and there was. God is not an illiterate. That you say he doesn't know how to speak English. He said, and there was. He said, there came light. To God, what you say is a miracle. To him, it's already past. I may not understand what God is saying here. He said, I am he that was dead. This I am he that died. He said, he was slain before the foundation of the world. He didn't die when he died. He died before he died. Am I communicating with you? God is saying, what you think that it will be yours has been yours already. So I'm here to take my possession. Talk like a child of God. Say like a child of God. God did not bother about darkness. He forced light out of darkness. So you bring beauty out of chaos. You bring healing out of sickness. You bring fruitfulness out of barrenness. God is saying, no matter what is standing between you and your destiny, force it out. Because all things are yours. Now hear this. One day, Israel was asked to walk out of Egypt. And they were stepping out of Egypt. And before them was the Red Sea. Behind them was the Egyptian army coming towards them. And they cried to Moses. Now, in the natural, hear what God said. That looks very funny. God did not say, he said, go forward. There was a sea. And he said what? That looks like, how can you go forward when there was a sea? God was saying to them, Moses, don't walk with your natural mind. Look at me, the Almighty God. I have the ability to part the sea. Because all things are yours. When God speaks, he's not speaking at your level. He's speaking at his level. God does not talk to us based on circumstances. He talks to us based on his ability. He's not talking to you based on situation. He talks to you based on what he can do. He said to them in Exodus 14:15, go forward. In the natural, if you are to be Moses, first thing you think of, if we go forward, we'll drown. If we go forward, we'll die. Israel was trapped between Egypt and Red Sea. But Moses did something. He stepped out of the natural to the supernatural. And Moses said something. He said, look, the Egyptians you see today, you see them. I am not standing to see things in the natural. I'm standing to see things from the supernatural. When you operate in the spirit, things don't move you. Am I talking somewhere? That's why I know that cancer will go today. I thought I would hear a loud amen. God is saying, come out of the natural into the supernatural. Come out of your feelings to the spirit. Because all things are yours. Moses looked at the omnipotency of God. He looked at the one who gave him the command that is bigger than the Red Sea. And Moses said, let's go forward. Until you go forward, Satan will not go backward. Satan is a coward. He has no power. When you go forward, now, one day, a lion roared out after David. And David moved after the lion. The lion saw a man. No, everybody runs when the lion comes. But for the first time, a lion saw when a man ran after him. And said, who is this man? You will know how cheap the devil is when you roar against him. I can tell you that Satan is too weak to intimidate you. There's nothing in the devil to admire. He's a cheap devil. You will know how weak the devil is when you walk towards him. When Moses walked towards the sea, he saw him and fled. Every devil before you will give way in this service. If you believe that, say amen like a child of God. Every devil will bow before you. As you walk towards the devil, the devil will walk backwards. The louder your amen, you hear it. The louder your amen, you hear it. The louder your amen, you hear it. In the name of Jesus, all things are yours. So I'm in charge. Moses stepped forward. Red Sea went backwards. Now hear this. How come Red Sea stood? There was no pillar. It became a wall supernaturally. When you operate in the spirit, God does the impossible. Moses connected with divinity to swallow humanity. In the human, Moses would have said, Lord, we will drown. But he said, I know who gave me the command. It's bigger than everything. So here. Hear what God said. He said, I'm the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard? He said, there's nothing too hard for God. There's no sickness God cannot heal. There's no disease God cannot heal. There's no situation God cannot change. There's no evil God cannot stop. If you could divide the Red Sea, every obstacle before you will give way to you. Every disease will bow before you. Because it said, let no man limit you, for all things are yours. Hear what the Bible said. The Bible declared, said, with man it may be impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things. How many things? Permit me, including your thing. All. How many? All is all. Are possible to him that believeth. God wants you to believe his word. God hates to be doubted. God wants you to trust him. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It pains him when you doubt him. You give him pleasure when you trust him. There's a trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but the trust and obey. When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. When we walk these good ways, he abides with us still, and to all who will trust and obey.
Sing it.
Oh, trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust.
Now hear this.
If you want to know the power of God, just do what he has commanded you to do.
David Ibiomi will be right back.
Hello. God has changed my life through the teachings of Pastor David Ibiomi, and he can do the same for you. God is more interested in your life than you are. And you can now watch David Ibiomi in the comfort and convenience of your home or office using your iPad, Blackberry phones, Androids, or your personal computers. All you need to do is log on to our website, salvationministrieshs.org. Wow, it just doesn't end there. You can also send your testimonies or prayer requests if you need to be counseled personally. All you need to do is call +234 844 6170. You can join us every Sunday from 6:30 a.m. and on Thursdays from 4:30 p.m. Come and join us, and you will never regret it. God bless you.
Every day, improve your life. Every day. The more you improve your life, the more you become stronger.
New release by your best-selling author, David Ibiomi. The Power of Small Beginning. Miracle Hands. Living Without Financial Pressure. The Prosperous Family. How to Hear from God. How Faith Works. Unlimited Success. Recovering Your Inheritance. Releasing Your Destiny. Keys to Impactful Living. Created for Distinction. Lot more. You will discover the plan and purpose of God for your life, family, finances, relationship, businesses, and career as you go through the pages of these books. To get a copy of any of these books, please call the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
Satan can't stop me. Say that. Talk like a child of God. Say like a child of God. He said, let no man limit you. Let no circumstance limit you. Let no situation limit you. For all things are yours. If Red Sea would part, Pharaoh with all his host. Now, according to history, the strongest army then was the Egyptian army. That was the center of civilization. And Moses would land from Pharaoh, could say to Pharaoh, let my people go. When God sends you, you can say to any devil, be quiet. And that devil will be quiet. If you want to know how weak the devil is, trust God. You will know that Satan is too weak. Is too what? You will know the devil is so weak. People fear him out of ignorance. Out of what? My people are destroyed. The devil does not command your fear. No, you are the one to make a witch to run. You get clear. Now, let me give you an extra illustration. If you see a lion running and a dog pursue him, how does it look like in the animal film? I'll come again. A lion is running and the one pursuing him is a dog. A pig pursuing a lion, how does it look like? Somehow, Jesus painted the devil as a pig. He painted the devil as a dog and painted you as a lion. Because he said, I am the lion of the tribe of Judah. A lion will give birth to what? A dog will give birth to what? So a witch to make you run, they should flog you. I've not seen the witch that will fly over my house and leave. Even in my sleeping state, can a dog cross a lion when he's sleeping? It's okay, I'm the Ashesian dog. Let me cross this sleeping lion. So where you're sleeping, the devil is not permitted to cross. Even in your snoring state. Because all things. Say that, all things. Say like a child of God. So God is saying everything you see in God's word can be yours. How can they be mine? Through the word of God. The Bible said himself took my infirmities. So what's mine? He took. Sickness will go. By stripes I am healed. He said, if I find a wife, find a good thing. So it's mine. That I'll find favor from the Lord if I want to marry. And he said to the lady, let him blow upon my garden. Sons of Solomon 4:16. So the man must look for me. Am I talking? A young lady. Sons of Solomon 4:16 said, let him blow upon my garden. So he will be the one looking for you, not you looking for him. Because they are mine. Come on, sir, here. And to the man in Proverbs 18, verse 22 said, he that finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. And those of you getting a miracle job, you know what he said? He said, sit righteous. He shall eat the fruit of his doing. Not your father, not your mother's food, your own food. That means you have a miracle work. A miracle what? And said, you shall still bring forth fruit, even in, no matter your age, you are not permitted to be barren. Even in old age, you are not older than Elizabeth. Are you older than Hannah? Who told you cannot have a child? Is there anybody older than Hannah here? You will not make any headline news. She was 90. She was not menopause. That was papa pause. Our case was beyond papa. There was no menopause there. There was no egg. What will you donate there? It was completely eggless. Nothing. Yet God could make a way for her. Somebody in this service will have a testimony. Yeah. That sickness will go. Yeah. Said God is bigger. Than that situation. God is bigger than that problem. I'm standing on the integrity of God's word. If you want to know a man who operates in spirit, is the way he talks. Kabash Barnea, they said they came, they said, we be not able. The spies. But Joshua and Caleb said, we be able. If God has said anything, he can do it. He can what? They have drug for everything. There's no drug. There's no anti-death drug. Have you had one before? That somebody died, they gave him drug to wake up. The only one that brings the dead back to life is God. That's why we have doctors talk. That's where he starts. They call every doctor physician. They call him the great physician. Every doctor specializes in one. If he's an optometrist, if he's an eye surgeon, he cannot be a gynecologist. But Jesus did all. That's why I know this day, not tomorrow, that thing that men said is impossible, God will turn it around in the name of Jesus. God will turn it around in the name of Jesus. God will turn it around in the name of Jesus. Let me close on this note. Satan attacks through sight, sound, and smell. So you have to avoid sound, sight, and smell. It tells you, look at how the thing's smelling. It shows that the problem is still there. Look at your HIV. Can't you see the rashes? It attacks through sight, sound, and smell. But the Bible said, if we stand on the word of God, all things are possible. And I close. We are going to worship God with Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. He said, but why are they not mine? This is the reason. Hebrews 4, 2. If they are mine, then why am I not getting my own? Shall we read Hebrews 4, 2 together? For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. It is your faith that makes it work. It's not just hearing the word of God. It is mixing the word you hear with faith. How many know that today is a day of miracle? That disease will go. Amen. That plague will go. Amen. That shame will go. Amen. Yes, they have mocked you. But every time men mock you, God is about to make you. Amen. They mock Jesus. As they say, why is he coming now when Lazarus has died already? But when he came, he turned the dead stinking man and brought him back to life. I am not the healer. I am not the miracle worker. I will never post to be one. But the one that does all, his name is Jesus. Rise to your faith. So have faith. That today, all things are mine. Say it one more time. Say it one more time. No limitation. No man. No circumstance. Will limit me. I believe. And I declare it. That all this. Are mine. Everyone who has not accepted Jesus as he is our Lord and Savior, say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. Jesus' name. Amen.
Wolby has made me to understand that as a student, I am not just a student. I'm not just like everyone walking on the way. I'm not just like every normal human being.
Before now, I used to have infection, an awful odor that comes after my menstrual cycle. But by God's grace, during the Bible school, this was one of the healing I got.
Before now, I used to be this kind of person that used to depend on my parents or people around me for financial assistance. I really couldn't tackle little problems of my own financially. But I got to Wolby, and after a lecture on financial prosperity, I got to understand that I could actually live on my own and be financially independent.
Question is, Bible school, is Bible school for pastors? No, Bible school is for every believer. Even non-believers can come into Bible school and become a believer. You will change and become a believer.
The Word of Life Bible Institute is a training arm of Salvation Ministries where students are trained, nurtured, and equipped with the Word of God to face challenges of life and come out with visible results. The Word of Life Bible Institute has three sections: the Basic Certificate Course, Advanced Certificate Course, and Diploma Certificate Course. Each program has a duration of 1 month, intensively and strategically slated between February and November every year. Our locations for now include Salvation Ministries Headquarters, Plot 17 Birabi Street, GRA Phrase 1, and other locations within Port Harcourt. Salvation Ministries Bayelsa Satellite Church, 22 Imbi Road, Yenagoa, Bayelsa State, all in Nigeria. For more information on how you can enroll, call the numbers displayed on your screen or visit our website at wobionline.com.
Every day improve your life. Every day. The more you improve your life, the more you become stronger.
New release by your best-selling author, David Abiyomi. The Power of Small Beginning. Miracle Hands. Living Without Financial Pressure. The Prosperous Family. How to Hear from God. How Faith Works. Unlimited Success. Recovering Your Inheritance. Releasing Your Destiny. Keys to Impactful Living. Created for Distinction. And lots more. You will discover the plan and purpose of God for your life, family, finances, relationship, businesses, and career as you go through the pages of these books. To get a copy of any of these books and all the materials by David Abiyomi, you could visit any leading bookstore worldwide, call the numbers displayed on your screen, or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
Thank you for watching Hour of Salvation. For more information about Salvation Ministries, how you can become a member, and how you can get in your our materials, visit salvationministrieshs.org. You can also watch David Abiyomi in our live services every Sunday from 6:30 a.m. and Thursday from 4:30 p.m. GMT Botswana. Let us know what God is doing in your life. Send in your testimonies and prayer requests to info@salvationministrieshs.org, PO Box 13670, Port Harcourt, Nigeria, or call the number you see on your screen. God has not given up on you. Don't give up on yourself. Jesus is Lord forever.